A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
Welcome into Tuesday's edition of the Daily 10. Matt Chernoff's not here, but I, Brandon Joseph, am. But Chernoff is here. Tell him why, Matt.
We're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Easy to find them there or online at dailydraft.net. You can also follow the Daily Draft Tap Room and Bar on Instagram and Facebook. Why? All this week they've been celebrating All-Star Week. Yes, it's the one-year anniversary celebration at the Daily Draft. They keep adding great new celebrity appearances, ticket giveaways, food and drink specials. So follow the Daily Draft Tap Room and Bar on Instagram and Facebook. Go see them this week. Celebrate that one-year anniversary with the Daily Draft, from great wing eating challenges to celebrity appearances, tons of tickets and giveaways. It's almost as if you show up, you're going to win, and the more you show up, the more you can win. It's just that cool. I want you guys to go find out more at dailydraft.net, or again, follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Daily Draft Tap Room and Bar. Keep in mind, too, if you go enjoy one of the great lunches they have at the Daily Draft, mention my podcast, The Daily 10. They will take 10% off that lunch order. So many great reasons to love the Daily Draft, from the wall-to-wall flat screen, self-serve taps, graph bar, and chef-inspired menu. It's a great place to watch playoff hoops and baseball. Get to the Daily Draft today and enjoy All-Star Celebration Week.
And we'll get you set for Braves-Phillies tonight, 7:05. But we'll start with the Hawks and the 76ers, game two tonight. Joel Embiid listed as questionable for the 76ers. And I have a stat. Matt Chernoff, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, tweeted this out this morning while on vacation. Trey Bogey Capella, 23 of 49 from the field in game one, an okay 47%. Seth Curry, Tobias Harris, and Ben Simmons were a cool 22 of 32 from the field in game one, a cool 69%. Which one seems more sustainable? And Chernoff is absolutely right. We talked about this yesterday on the Daily 10 as well. Just that stat alone, I don't think you're going to see that type of output, 69% from Curry, Harris, and Simmons again in potentially game two, three, four, and so on. But also, Joel Embiid, he had five or so days off between game one and the last time he played with that lateral tear in his meniscus. He played 38 minutes, put up 39 points in game one. How does that knee respond in game two? And if he doesn't have the point output, where are those extra points coming from? If he doesn't have the minute output, where do those minutes come from? Let me address both of those, starting with the minutes. Dwight Howard was the primary replacement off the bench for Joel Embiid. He played 8 minutes, was a minus 15 on the floor. He is a living liability on the floor for Doc Rivers and the 76ers. That is not a way that Doc Rivers wants to live if Joel Embiid doesn't have the minutes available for him to play tonight with that knee. Now, the other option is to go a little bit smaller in his lineup, but that gives the Hawks, we talked about this yesterday also, who are a very dynamic scoring team, more options to score down low with a Capella or Trae Young driving the baseline and not have to worry about an intimidating figure. And if Dwight Howard's on the floor, they're just going to stretch and switch and create a mismatch with Dwight Howard, and it'll be more problems for the 76ers in having to guard defensively. I don't think the 76ers are necessarily interested in playing that much defense. They're going to try to focus on the points and just try to win that shootout like we saw in game one. But going back to Embiid, if that knee limits the output and he can't put up 39 points, where do the extra 14 or so points come from? Does it come from a Ben Simmons who said that he wants to guard Trae Young throughout the whole game? Now, that's going to probably have to be guard him from baseline to baseline. He can't just pick up Trae Young in the half court, pick up Trae Young on a switch. He's going to have to commit to guarding Trae Young for the full contest. Does that allow Ben Simmons to have enough energy to score 25, 30-plus points for the 76ers again tonight? Because we're going to see a lot of Trae Young moving around, running off ball, with the ball, dribbling baseline, turning around, creating that energy output for Ben Simmons that may affect him on the offensive end. And lo and behold, we've seen how deep the Hawks are. They will foul Ben Simmons to put him on the line. You can't go 3 of 10 from the free throw line and expect not to be fouled intentionally and put on the line until he can make those free throws. That's a lot to ask for Ben Simmons to try to carry, potentially, offensively and defensively, the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 2. I think the biggest factor in this game is if the Hawks shoot somewhere close, I'm not talking about the 40-some-odd percent they shot from 3 in Game 1, but if they can live 32 to 35% in Game 2, the Hawks have a real shot to go up 2-0 in this series before they come back to Atlanta for Game 3. One quick note before we get to the Braves-Phillies, Chris Kirschner of The Athletic has reported DeAndre Hunter will be a game-time decision for the Hawks in Game 2, and that could only pay so many more dividends for the Hawks if Hunter's able to play and contribute in any one facet of the game. 7:30 tip-off in that one. Now, 30 minutes before that, you'll catch the Braves and the Phillies. You can listen to that right here on 680 The Fan or the 680 The Fan mobile app. The Braves looking to get back to 500, 28-29 on the year, facing the Philadelphia Phillies up in Philadelphia. They're 28-30 on the year. And the Braves have an opportunity in this three-game series to really create some separation between the Mets and the Braves and the Phillies. They're a half game in front of the Phillies. If the Braves are able to take 2 of 3 from the Philadelphia Phillies and create that separation and really try to start a divide to make it a two-horse race in the NL East, that would go wonders, not just in building the rapport with the fans, giving Braves fans some hope, but also building some rapport with the front office that this team can contend and can potentially chase down. They have plenty of games left against the New York Mets to chase them down and try to win the NL East. These are two teams that aren't just similar in their records alone. They're very similarly constructed. The Phillies have that big lineup with the Harpers, the McCutcheon, the Real Mutos, but outside of their starting pitching that can perform and can go out there and give you innings, it is an adventure in the bullpen as well for Philadelphia. And that's the same with the Atlanta Braves. The MO with this series is going to be who can get into the bullpen first and who can attack and beat up on the bullpen. So for both of these teams, it's going to be a very similar MO of working pitch counts, trying to get guys on base and keeping traffic on the base path and force these managers at some point to make a change to go to a bullpen. These are very evenly matched teams in that regard. Braves will get the addition of Shane Green to help out with that bullpen. And on paper, you have Minter, who can play matchups. You have a Shane Green. You have a Will Smith. You have a Chris Martin. The Braves bullpen, maybe Luke Jackson was right. Maybe they have turned the corner and the best is yet to come for the Braves. But there will be an at-bat at some point in the series. Bryce Harper with men on base, super high leverage. Can the bullpen get those outs? That will be the real test in these type of games with the Phillies, who are playing with just as much urgency as the Braves have to play to try to salvage their season and figure out how they can position themselves for potentially some moves for the end of July trade deadline. 7:05 is that first pitch. They'll get you started with game day and the Ford leadoff show right before Ben and Joe have the call on that one. You can listen to it on 680 The Fan and the 680 The Fan mobile app. One more quick note. Alabama yesterday announced another contract extension with Nick Saban that will see him run through the 2029 season as Crimson Tide head coach. I don't know if he's going to see the end of that contract as head coach, but just another pain that Kirby Smart has to deal with. That takes away the lingering question on the recruiting trail about when Nick Saban will go away, all potential negative recruiting from the Georgias and the Clemson. Alabama has a little bit of stability in that regard, but honestly, the way Kirby has been killing it in the recruiting game with the transfer portal also, and don't think for one second that this one free transfer will not help benefit Kirby Smart, he may not necessarily be worried about how long Nick Saban is at Alabama because the natural course of staying with the time may favor Kirby Smart. Make sure you're checking out the Daily Draft, 10% off your lunch order when you mention the Daily 10 at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. And make sure you're checking out their All-Star Week commemorating 1 year of being open in downtown Woodstock. That will do it for Tuesday's edition of the Daily 10. We'll see you tomorrow.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Sir Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.